Kimber, some volleyball moves into the semifinals of the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament with a nice 3-1 victory over Red Oak on Tuesday as the quarterfinal round wrapped up. The Knights defeated Red Oak 25-27, 25-17, 25-16, and 25-22. For Kemper in the matchup, Addie Endover had 8 kills to go with 15 digs, 2 blocks, and 3 aces. Mariah Houghton had 10 kills and 5 blocks. Colby Peter had 10 kills. Elsa Tiefenthaler had 8 kills, 38 assists, 15 digs, and 2 aces. Brianna Wittrock added 10 kills, 8 digs, and 4 blocks. And Kaylee Simons had 6 assists to go with it, 25 digs. Next up for the Knights, they'll get number 2-seeded at Davenport Assumption. They would knock off Mid Prairie as well, 3-0. Elsewhere in Class 3A, it was Western Christian beating Mount Vernon 3-0, and Humboldt defeated at Cherokee also by a final of 3-0. In Class 2A, Denver down Wapsie Valley 3-0 as Grundy Center rallying for a reverse sweep, beating Beckman Catholic 3-2. Dyke New Hartford cruises by Appleton Parkers 3-0 and Hinton topped Iowa City Regina by a final of 3-1. Last night in Class 1A, it was St. Ansgar knocking off East Mills 3-0. Dunkerton edged at BCLUW 3-2. Janesville got past Gladbrook-Rhinebeck 3-1. And North Tama swept by Sydney, a final there of 3-0. Again, core semifinal rounds coming up today in Class 5A. It'll be Waukee Northwest against Ankeny. Centennial then battles Valley. In Class 4A, Clear Creek Amana will take on North Scott. And Sioux Center battles Pella. In Class 3A, it'll be Western Christian against Humboldt and Kemper taking on Davenport Assumption. I'll have that broadcast with Casey Miners today. That'll be on Kick 106.7. Pre-match coverage around 2 o'clock with first serve again scheduled at 2:25 today. In Class 2A, it's Denver against Grundy Center and Dyke taking on Hinton. And in Class 1A, it'll be St. Ansgar against Dunkerton and Janesville battling against North Tama coming up later on this evening. Ohio State received top billing in the first college football playoff ranking of the season, followed by Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. The top three head into the final 4 weeks of the regular season undefeated. Another team with no losses, BYU of the Big 12, was ranked 7th. At number 5 was Georgia, followed by Mississippi. All of the top 6 came from either the Big 10 or SEC. A dose of business as usual, despite a season that has been anything but predictable. BYU again at 7, Texas Tech at 8, Oregon at 9, and Notre Dame coming in at number 10. Other teams in the rankings, Utah at 13, you've got Southern Cal at 19, Iowa at 20, Michigan at 21, and Washington sitting at number 23. Christian Anderson had a career high with 34 points, 11 assists, leading number 10 Texas to a 98-60 victory over Lindenwood last night. Elsewhere in top 25 college men's basketball is number 1 Purdue, cruising by Evansville 82-51, and 6th-ranked Duke got by Texas 75-60. Number 9 Kentucky knocked off Nicholls State 77-251. In Big Ten men's action, Iowa blows out Robert Morris 101-269. Sarah Strong had 21 points, 9 rebounds. Top-ranked UConn opened its title defense with a 79-66 victory over number 20 Louisville. Rest of that top 25 college women's basketball scoreboard, number 5 LSU, down Houston Christian 108-55. It was number 9 North Carolina State edging number 8 Tennessee 82-77. Number 13 Michigan beat Canisius 100-40. It was number 23 Michigan State over Mercy Horst 125-39, and number 24 Richmond downed Mount St. Mary's 83-49. Sauce Gardner went from last place to first place, and teammate Quinnen Williams also is on the move in separate blockbuster trades. The stunning deals by the New York Jets highlighted a flurry of activity ahead of the NFL's trade deadline on Tuesday. NBA scoreboard from last night, Toronto over Milwaukee 128-100. Chicago edges Philadelphia 113-111. New Orleans topped Charlotte 116-112, and Atlanta got by Orlando 127-112. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.